Blog Talk Radio.
How strong you have to be to make a black woman smile? Do you have any idea what an accomplishment that is? Because she has borne the weight of this country on her back for 400 years. She's been carrying the load of America in her belly since its infancy. She has suffered the agony of unassisted, husbandless child rearing since the 60s. Have you any idea how much strength it takes to put a smile on her face? You need the strength of Samson, the nerve of Joshua, and the courage of David facing Goliath. Because she has cultivated in her womb the marvel of the universe, only to have her hopes and dreams aborted and her aspirations show up dead on arrival. She's given birth to kings and queens and delivered on her majestic promise, only to see her children kidnapped and sold to a criminal with no respect for her royalty. If you can make a black woman smile, you are a miracle worker. Imagine breastfeeding your child in Virginia, having him snatched from your arms, branded, then hijacked to Louisiana and publicly fondled on a New Orleans auction block. If the memory of that pain was locked bound in your DNA, would you be smiling? If you breastfed someone else's child only to watch her grow old enough to call you darky, pickaninny, and nappy-headed jigaboo, you wouldn't be smiling either. If you can make a black woman smile, you have done something. If you can make her smile, you are stronger than Atlas, because God knows she has been. She's been raped and ravaged and scorned and nearly annihilated. She's been pimped and pummeled and stoned and deliberately depreciated. She has cooked and cleaned and sewn and never been compensated. She's been forced to watch the offspring of her loins mangled and maligned across centuries. Her character has been continuously smeared, assassinated over and over and over, again and again and again. You ever thought about how strong you have to be just to be a black woman? She's had to make brick without straw after being stripped of all her customs, all her culture, and all her traditions. No other woman in the history of the civilized world has gone through what she's gone through. No other being on the planet has endured what she has endured. She's been chastised, criticized, demonized and terrorized. She's had to stand when her man was bullwhipped for trying to stand. She's had to stand when her man was castrated for trying to stand. She's had to stand when her man was hung by his neck for trying to stand. She's had to carry her man, because every time he tried to carry himself, he was murdered for trying to do so. Ask Betty Shabazz about Malcolm. Ask Coretta Scott King about Martin. Ask Emmett Till's mother. If you can make a black woman smile, you have achieved something. Since 1619, when we came in chains, the entire world's been messing with her brain, disrespecting her, calling her out of her name. And she's tired. Just plain Fannie Lou Hamer tired. Tired of being called B words and H words and N words and other words and everything except the child of God that she is. But the one thing in this world that will make a black woman smile is her man. A real man. If you're doing what you're supposed to do, she will smile. She will smile regularly and gladly. So man up, my brother. Man up and make your woman smile. Treat her like the queen that she is. She deserves it. And recognize this. In all of God's creation, there is nothing more alluring, more appealing, or attractive. Nothing more beautiful. Nothing more charming, more charismatic, or captivating. There's nothing more delightful. Nothing more elegant or exquisite. There's nothing more fascinating. There's nothing more inspiring, intoxicating, or invigorating. There is nothing more magnificent, nothing more lovely than a black woman's smile.
Well, I guess that sums it up. Shalom, shalom. I am so sorry I'm late. We usually don't have a show on Mother's Day, but I just wanted to come on here to let everybody know, because I know we have a new group of people. And I didn't even realize it was Mother's Day until later on, earlier this morning. But shalom, shalom. How is everybody today? I'm glad to be here. Glad to see that you all are here. And I know a lot of people have gone out for Mother's Day, and they spending Mother's Day with their mothers. And, you know, my kids had to unload me with the stuff they had for me. And I was trying to rush back here. I'm so sorry for being late, but you know how that goes. Sometimes you just got to take a break. So, as I was saying before, we usually don't have class on, radio show on Mother's Day. I'm going to stay on here for a little bit longer to let everybody know that, because we want to give the mothers a chance to have a day to themselves. A lot of Israelites don't celebrate Mother's Day, but the Bible said to honor thy mother and thy father, and there's nothing wrong with honoring them on Mother's Day. And then some people be like, every day Mother's Day, you just don't want to do nothing. Go get a gift. Go get a card, go get some flowers or something, and take it to your mama, you know, because we special creatures. We give birth. Also, I want you guys to pray for my great nephew. He was born a couple of days ago. He has some bleeding on the brain because the doctors used the forceps, and they caused some damage. So we need some prayers. We need all of Israel to pray, and everybody that's listening under the sound of my voice to pray, you know, because he's only a few days old, and we want him to make a full and speedy recovery. And I've been praying since they told me. I meant to tell you guys this last night. I remember I told you guys to remind me because it was something I wanted to tell you, you know, so just wanted to let you know, that he is definitely he's at the hospital in the intensive care ward, but he's okay. He's having seizures. A little bitty old guy. He's 7 pounds, 3 ounces, and we want him to have a full and speedy recovery. So please keep my family in your prayers. It's my niece's son, and, you know, we just praying. You know, it's just always something, you know, to happen. So all praises to the Most High. I'm going to give everybody until 4:30. You know, and then we're going to sign off for the evening, because I sincerely did forget yesterday that it was Mother's Day, because I would have made the announcement that there would be no show today, because we don't meet on Mother's Day. Or, well, we do meet. We just meet for a few minutes. You know, we meet on Mother's Day and Father's Day, you know, for a few minutes. But I was thinking that a lot of people would be out with their families and stuff, you know, celebrating with their families. But we got quite a few people on here today. You know, shalom, shalom, everybody. Sorry I'm late. You know, it's Mother's Day, and, you know, I was running around trying to take care of everything before 3:30, and time just kind of got away from me. But I'm here. All praises to the Most High Yah. Also, what I want to do is on the website, on our website, I'm going to put some videos there to show you all the hotel that we chose. You know, we were going to have a conference call today, you know, for the people who had signed up to come to the conference, to the 2019 Day of Repentance, you know, but by it being Mother's Day, a lot of people are not here, you know, so I don't want to hold anybody up. So we're going to put it on the website so that everybody will get a chance to see it. But it's a beautiful place. And everything is really right there for us. It's a beautiful It's a beautiful scenery. It's just gorgeous. I mean, you know, and it's shopping areas and all kind of stuff there for you to be able to do in Washington, D.C. once we complete the prayer of repentance. You know, it's beautiful. But had some interesting videos come my way. We can talk about some things real quick. Sister Sanaya sent me something that I wanted to read to you all. It says, Pope, common good has become global. Sunday law is set to go global. Pope on borrowed time, wake up. So they're saying that the Pope that they're getting stuff ready for the Sunday law to go back into effect. And I remember we had talked about this not too long ago, that the Sunday law was something that was going to be an issue. And here we are, you know. It's crucial. It is really something that's going on with the Sunday law, but we knew it was coming. I mean, it's not anything, this is not anything new for us. You know, we know they're getting ready for this one world government, you know, and they want their turn, you know. So we know that this is happening. It says that Pope Francis said on the 2nd of May, call on nations to work toward a global common good Thursday, particularly in confronting climate change, human trafficking, and nuclear threats. The common good has become global, and nations must associate for their own benefit, Francis said, noting that some nations today have a spirit of opposition rather than cooperation. You know, so they're getting everything together. Pope Francis said that when a supranational good is clearly identified, as in the case of climate change and human trafficking, it necessitates a special legal authority capable of facilitating solutions. So they basically telling you, though, they're getting ready to start taking over some stuff so that they can go for the global good. I don't see the Sunday law here yet, but I'm still looking for it. But yeah, they said all of this was going to be a part of this whole global good organizational change for the nations to come together as one. You know, so it's quite a bit of things going on here. Quite a bit. Anybody want to share anything with me while we're on here today? Like I said, you know, we have quite a few, but not as many as we would normally have on a Sunday, and a lot of people are celebrating Mother's Day. We didn't know that it was Mother's Day. We kind of let it get away from us. We usually don't have a show on Mother's Day. We start out maybe for the first half an hour, and then we dismiss everybody to go and enjoy their day. So we're going to do this until 4:30, and then we're going to give everybody a chance to go and enjoy their day and have a good time at whatever it is that you guys are doing. Go see your mothers. If you don't have a mother, go see your mother-in-law. Call and talk to your mother-in-law. Call and talk to somebody and tell them Happy Mother's Day. If somebody in your family, an aunt, a relative that's been instrumental in your life, you know, because the Bible tells us that we are to honor our mothers and fathers. And when I came into Israel, a lot of Israelites weren't even doing this. And, you know, we came on the board like, oh, yeah, we're going to honor our mother and fathers. We're going to buy cards and we're going to send flowers and we're going to do all kind of stuff. Now, my daughter just gave me a balloon and she gave me 4 beautiful cupcakes. After all the stuff I don't need, it's cupcakes. But she says she's delivering something else to my job tomorrow. I don't know what it is, but she says she's having something delivered to my job tomorrow. I mean, that's fine, you know, but I don't need all that. I told her, you know, I don't need all that. But I'm glad. I mean, I wouldn't turn it down, but, you know, I know they don't have no money for all this stuff, you know. But nevertheless, I appreciate it. And, you know, everybody appreciates something. You can get a card at the dollar store for 50 cents. Real talk. And everybody, if you guys are married, honor your wives. You know, if your mothers are here, honor your mothers. If they're deceased, you know, do what you need to do to honor your family. You know, do whatever you have to do because that's what this day is all about. And the Bible tells us that we must honor our mothers and fathers. I was going to put... we were going to have a conference call after this call, but since it's Mother's Day, we'll set that off. We're going to do it on Tuesday. So please try to be here on Tuesday so we can actually show you all the hotel and the you know, the areas where we're going to be and all that kind of good stuff, because that's very important. You know, and I hope everybody has enjoyed their day, because Father's Day, we do the same thing. We do the same thing on Father's Day. We come on for a few minutes. We wish all the fathers on here a happy Father's Day, and we let you guys go to enjoy your day. So to all the women in Israel and the women all over the world, all the women, happy Mother's Day. You know, if you're not a mother, you know, we can't say happy Mother's Day to you, but, to, you know, to those who have given birth and those mothers who have adopted children, happy Mother's Day. You know, because without you, we wouldn't have made it. We couldn't get here without you. You know, we appreciate you being here, you know, and appreciate you being instrumental in us coming. And we just want you to know, because the Bible tells us to honor our mother and fathers. And that's what we do. We're going to continue to do that. Does anybody have anything they want to share before we dismiss the call for the evening? Because I'm going to go and kick my feet up and probably watch me a movie or something and just chill for the rest of the evening. And we will resume this on Tuesday and get all this information going on Tuesday. All praises to the Most High. Anybody? Oh, let me go open this up. Area code 405, go ahead. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom. Happy Mother's Day. I was somewhat looking forward to, you know, wishing everybody happy Mother's Day. Unfortunately, my parents are gone.
Okay.
And I have daughters. They came over and made dinner for me, the ones that couldn't afford anything. So they made dinner. They had a cookout. And I showed them how to do a rack of lamb because they didn't know how to do that. And,
okay.
And then my boys went out. They went somewhere. They said they had to get a project for school, and they came back with a dozen roses. And,
oh.
And a
oh,
card.
That's nice.
And you know, it turned out to be a nice day. You know.
Good.
And after the conversation we had on yesterday, mm-hmm. I'm the lady that has the video camera that has that deal that you see on my.
I know. I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm. Well, it happened again last night.
Oh my goodness!
At the same time, my son, he was looking on the. You know, I have a monitor in my bedroom, and it has eight cameras pointing in that one big monitor. And so he just happened to be in my room, and he looked at it, and he said, there it is again. And then we had to rewind it, and we looked at it, and there it was. So we tried to put it back on YouTube, so here it happened again.
Wow.
We don't know what it is.
What is it? Is this thing trying to connect with you? Is it running away? Why is it running away, you think?
I don't know. And that's what my husband passed away about a year ago, over a year ago.
Okay.
And I have his remains, his ashes, but I have it in my shed. I don't want it in my house.
I understand.
It's in an urn. It's real nice, you know. His daughters seem to think it might be him, and I said, "Nah, I don't get that feeling, you know." And I don't even see anything, you know. So, it's something that we've been trying to figure out what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. But anyway, my oldest daughter and her fiance just came in to give me a gift, so everybody's dropping. I have a total of 10 kids. I adopted 6 of my grandchildren, 3 boys and 3 girls. I raised them along with, I had 4 other daughters of my own.
Okay.
And so, you know, we're pretty big because they all, you know, they come by.
I know it.
One of my daughters came by yesterday, and she cleaned my kitchen.
Oh, that's a gift.
Yes. She did. I mean, she was wonderful. Me and her husband came over, and he detailed my cars. And
okay.
He made some candles, some color. He can make candles. He made some colored, smelly, you know, candles for me, and mm-hmm. and he's a plumber, so he does. He came by and he washed my husband's truck. You know,
mm-hmm.
I keep it in the garage, and he detailed it and said, "Okay, Mom, I got Dad's truck all gone." I said, "Okay, park it back in the garage."
Mm-hmm.
But,
wow.
They seem to think the garage is where my husband, that was his man cave.
Okay, okay.
And I completely, after he passed away, I completely cleaned it up, cleaned out everything and put up all his mm-hmm. stuff, put his stuff in the shed, in the tool shed and all that. But every now
mm-hmm.
and then I get his scent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know everything about death. We don't know everything about death. And we only know what we think we know, so it's just no telling at this point. I don't know.
I was hoping someone out there could kind of, if they looked at it, they can kind of give me an idea of what is going on.
Don't nobody know. Ain't nobody never came back and said definitively this is how it works. I would be kind of scared for somebody to try to tell me what it was, because who knows what it is. You know what I'm saying? The Most High never has explained to us what death is, because I was always taught that once you're dead, to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. You know
what
I'm saying? But
yes, and
yeah.
I don't see things. That's the thing about it. What spooked me was that I don't see things, and all of a sudden my camera catches this stuff, and my sister,
mm-hmm.
I have a sister that says she sees things all the time, you know.
And see, I don't see things either. I don't see apparitions and all that.
Yeah.
Not to say, now sometimes I might catch something out of my peripheral, but when
yeah.
I turn around, it's not there. You know what I'm saying? I can kind of sense things, but I don't see things. I don't know.
Well, I get my husband's scent, and then it goes away. I put plug-ins all over the garage because I don't want that scent. And I clean the garage. I mean, we watered it down, hosed it down, and I said, okay, now I don't smell him anymore. I smell Pine Sol, okay. And
mm-hmm,
then I,
mm-hmm.
and then later on, that scent comes back.
Mm.
And it was real strong yesterday
mm.
before I saw that on the camera. And I said, why is that smell back? And then I told him, that's why I told my son-in-law to take the truck out and detail it, because it hadn't been done since my husband, you know, because I kept it parked in the garage. So,
well, you know what? My niece passed away, and she was 20, I want to say she was 24, maybe 24. She had two little kids.
Oh.
And she got really sick all of a sudden, and she passed away. Well, some people heard and seen things, you know, like it was almost like her soul was not completely gone.
Mm-hmm.
She hadn't crossed over, you know,
yeah,
after she died, a while after she died, because, you know, different people said they heard certain things and they could see, you know, certain things would be moved in there. I mean, people were saying all kind of crazy stuff. So, you know, I don't know what happens after death. I can't say dead, done, gone, because I don't know. Nobody knows. You know, I heard nurses say when my aunt was dying, she said, they told me, they said, we see a lot. She said, we've actually seen this one particular nurse, and she was from the other nation. She was like, I've actually seen, you know, the silhouettes of people leaving. She said,
wow.
I've actually seen that. She said, because they were in intensive care, you know, and a lot of people pass away in intensive care. She said, and we've seen some very strange things that are unexplainable. So, you know what I'm saying? Something is going on if your camera is still catching this thing.
Wow.
Something is going on.
Well, you know, when my husband passed, he had a heart attack. We both at the same time just came up. We came out of Christianity. I mean, you know, at
okay.
the same time. And we were mm-hmm. studying and going through, you know, and he would sometimes be singing and whistling, saying, oh, he said, what he said, I'm a Yehuda, and he was so, you know, and
mm-hmm.
He would come in and he would listen to the programs we have. Mm-hmm. I'd be studying it. And he was happy that day, and he said he was, you know, we're going to go to one of the boys' programs that they were having. They were giving them their athlete, they won the championship, and they're getting championship rings, and the boy was going to do a presentation. And mother went out of the room, and 6 minutes later, he was gone.
Wow. No sickness, no nothing, just suddenly.
We didn't know. He kept telling me that his chest was hurting. I mean, like his, you know, and I'm like, you need to go and check that out. And he's, I'm okay, you know. And he said, mm-hmm. just reflux. You know, I just have acid reflux. And he was taking some medicine for that. He went to the doctor, and they told him, you know. And that was okay. He said it was fine. And then I watched him on my camera go in his, you know, in the garage. And I got up to go and check on him. It's still 6 minutes, just 6 minutes. And I walked in there, and he was in his recliner, you know, with his eyes closed like he was sleeping, and he had a TV on, and I shook him, and he didn't respond.
Wow.
But he left us so quickly, so quick. And that's when some of the girls said, maybe he's not, you know, maybe.
That might be.
He's still hanging around. And then the guy, what is this rabbi that I was telling you all about? I was listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was reading in, I think, in the Book of Enoch.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about where the dead is.
Mm-hmm.
And I was real interested in it. And then it went off. He said, come to my next program. And I can't find it anymore. So I guess he probably stopped, and I was going to listen to it. But he started out saying that the that was good. They have a special place to go.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and the ones that are, you know, the rich, or he said the rich,
mm-hmm.
they're in hell burning or whatever. He said, it's being tormented.
Okay.
And he said, and according to the Book of Enoch, he was saying, I will, you know, tell you more about it, you know, next, you know, my next segment. And
mm-hmm.
I waited for the next segment, and it's not there. So I said, well, I'm going to see what he said. I was just anxious to see it because I've never
mm-hmm.
experienced anything. Now, I know other people that has, and I have my sister that says she has all the time, you know. And she said that she know that it was something evil that jumped on in the broad daylight. She was just tired. She was walking out of the building, and she, you know, closed her eyes, and she was standing there. And she said
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden she felt something next to her, and it was a short thing that eyes was far apart, and it had no
mm-hmm.
mouth. It had no mouth.
Mm.
And it had little pinholes for like a nose.
Mm-hmm.
And she said he caught it, and it started with time. And it was in his mind. He was telling her to let him go, let him go.
Mhm.
And she said this happened in the daylight. I was not asleep. She said I was tired, but I was not asleep. And that haunts her. She's still haunted by that.
I bet. Mhm. Mm mhm. We don't know what we're going to see before this thing is all over with. We just don't know.
And I was hoping that one day maybe the Most High might reveal. Maybe it's something I always thought, well, maybe he's just warning us to let us know it's almost time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we'll get a little, you know, signal saying, okay, pay attention. I'm getting ready to go. I'm getting ready to come after you.
Right.
I'm getting ready. And that way, because I look every day on my camera before I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
I sleep. Before I close my eyes, I'm staring at the camera, trying to see if I see anything. Yeah, every now and then, go through the camera, I see a bug fly by, or I see a moth fly in, or I see a spider crawling, you know. You know, I see a car passing by, you know, the lights of a car passing, and that's it. And I don't, you know, that's all I've been seeing.
Wow.
Except for that one
wow.
That's when that happened.
Wow. Like I said, we never know. You know, nobody knows for sure what happens because he doesn't allow you to know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
He just doesn't allow you to know.
Mhm.
And I'm glad, because if you really knew, you most of these people would pay money for you to get to know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they put a price tag on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's for the rich. You know, everybody want to know what happens after death. You know, but I know that I've seen some strange things, and I've heard people say some strange things, you know, because my aunt was dying, and I knew she was in the last half an hour of her life, and that's when the nurse went to talking, and she was like, we have seen some strange things, you know, and she was like, you know, when they say that the angels actually come and get them and escort them, she said, I believe that's true. You know, so. Mm-hmm. You know. But you know one thing about it, one thing I do know is that you'll see him again. And I do know that on this earth. You know.
Do you think?
Oh, I know you will. Yeah, I know you will. When we get to that 1,000-year kingdom, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I mean, because, you know, when you really research the Gospels, when you read the Gospels, the one thing that the Messiah said, he said, if you believe in me, you'll never die. Now, what he meant by that is what he said. Now, what happens, I don't know. I don't know it. I don't understand it. I can't begin to explain in detail what that was supposed to mean, you know, because we know that the body goes to the grave. And we know that the breath goes back to the Most High, you know. But that soulish man, I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know where that. I don't know. You know what happens, and I don't have no idea. You know, we don't know. You know, when it comes to the spiritual world and the supernatural world, we don't know everything. All we can do is wait and see. You know what happens, but according to the scriptures, he'll be back.
Hmm. Wow. Wow.
According to the scriptures, he will. He'll be back.
Hmm.
You know, I don't know.
Well, my daughter, she seems to think it's her dad. She said, that's dad. I could tell the way he's
might
talking.
Be. That was the first thought I thought. When I seen it, that was my first thought. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, that was my first thought. I mean, because why would an apparition be coming to you like that?
Yeah.
Out of
and
nowhere.
Out of nowhere. And then it did it again last night. At the same time.
Yeah.
At the same
time. So I don't know. Just like these people from the other nations, they took a video, and you could see the, Sister Lavia sent it to me, you can see the angel up over their truck with the sword drawn.
Wow.
I mean, you can see it.
Wow.
There's a big, gigantic angel standing up over their truck. Let me see the name of that video. Hold on. I'm going to give it to you right now so you guys can look and see it, because it is definitely standing there. It says, this is what it says. This is the name of the video. It says, hold on. It says, has this camera captured a miracle of spiritual proportions? With a question mark. Has this camera captured a miracle of spiritual proportions with an S? And when you play the video, it's Fox News on there, on the Fox News channel, and these people have his camera. I think it was a like yours, a home security camera.
Wow.
And you can see the angel standing there, the wings, the sword, the whole 9 yards is just standing there. Do you see it?
I haven't looked at it.
Oh, if you pull it up, it's just a miracle. It's like, wow, and he got the sword out.
I'm gonna pull it up. And it's I wrote it down so that I could look at it because I didn't want to hold you up, because you said at 4:30 you were gonna go off, so
I'm just hold on. I think Brother Leonard is on here. Shalom, Brother Leonard. How are you today?
Yeah,
you want to comment?
That spirit that was in those giants didn't come from heaven. And so it's bound to earth. That's what you see when you deal with spirits on earth. But the spirit from Adam's descendant, he tells you that his chambers in heaven. And these spirits are, he said, Moses was gathered to his father. And Daniel was gathered to his father. So it's these evil spirits that were born upon the earth that's on the earth. The other ones that birthed the Most High, he made the statement that the spirit is, are you there when I put the spirit in the fetus, in the woman's womb? And then he also asked the question, are you there when I receive the spirit at the end of his life? So it's different spirits. The evil spirits are the ones that were mixed with you. That spirit didn't come from heaven. So it can't go back to heaven. It wanted to serve until the Most High judged earth.
All right. Thank you so much for your comment. Yes, I mean, you know. Yeah, you guys got to see this, though. It says, had this camera captured a miracle of spiritual proportions with an S, and it has a question mark behind it. And this being is he's huge. I mean, you can't see a face, but you can see that this is somebody holding some sort of a sword. And then, you know, they went and got all the evangelicals and the man talk about he was taken to heaven and this and that. You know how that go.
Yeah.
So we just have to just, you know, take it with a grain of salt. But it was something there with a sword over his truck. You know, and that would have made me question, like, okay, what's the sword for? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just want to say that. But, I mean, you know, who knows at this point? I mean, you know, we don't know anything about life. We don't know about death. We just don't know. We think we know, but we really don't know. And
yeah.
We won't know until the Most High come
in
and make it plain.
Yeah, you hear so many people say they died and left and came back, and, you know, and where they went. But, you said, has this camera captured a miracle? What is that again?
It says, has this camera captured a miracle of spiritual proportions with an S with a question mark? And it's Fox News on there, and it's a pickup truck. I mean, it's a truck on there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And who would know? I mean, you know, we don't know. We just don't know. We know what we read. We know what it say. But like they said yesterday, it's way more to it than what we read. Because it was too much going on. They couldn't put everything in a book. And some things wasn't made for us to know until afterwards. We just don't know. That's why I don't do witches and all that kind of stuff. Because a lot of people go to the spiritual people on the other side, tarot cards and this and that and the other and all that. That's necromancing and all that kind of stuff. You got to steer clear of that. The Most High does not allow us to do that.
Yes, I know. I know. One of my granddaughters came and she told me when she was looking at it on my camera, she told me, she said, you know, they open up their CERN. And I'm like, what? And I said, what does the CERN have to do with us outside? And she said, well, because we have you have your TVs on and you've got different stuff on and those things are coming through phones, camera phones and cameras, and they just come in like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, I said, the Most High is protected this house.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't nothing harmful at all. You know.
I don't pick it up either as being something harmful either. I really don't. I don't think so either. But we'll never know until, you know, we get to where we're going. Because I'm telling you, a lot of people have had some strange experiences, especially when my niece passed away. You know, it was like she was lingering. I can't explain it other than the fact that she was lingering. It wasn't like she was gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so who knows at that, you know, how it works. I hope I don't find out until I'm over in the wilderness.
Me too.
You know, I'm serious.
I tell you, I don't, you know.
I'm with you on that one. No. You know, all praises to the Most High. Yeah, I want to be around for a while. I want to make it to the wilderness and all that good stuff. Yes, indeed. Yes, absolutely. Well, all right, everybody, look, it's Mother's Day. We do celebrate Mother's Day. We want to tell everybody Happy Mother's Day, all of you mothers that's on here. If you have family members, go see your family members. Tell them Happy Mother's Day. Spend some time with us. We're going to get the ladies a break today. I'm going to take a break today, and we're going to resume this on Tuesday night. On Tuesday night, please be here because we're going to have a conference call on Tuesday night for those people who are ready to register for their rooms. We're going to show you the hotel. We're going to discuss how much it's going to cost and all that good stuff and where we're going to be. And then you all can start and register for your rooms after Tuesday night, because we want to show you where it is and the cost and everything, because we got a real nice place to stay. On that note, we'll see you Tuesday night. I'm going to go and enjoy the rest of my Mother's Day, and we'll talk to you guys soon. You guys have a wonderful rest of your evening, and shalom, shalom, everybody. Good night.